And here we have the network that we discussed last time, static GPS network. When everything goes as planned, a GPS observation is uneventful. However, even before the arrival of the receiver operator at a control or project point, the session can get off track. The simultaneity of the data collected at each end of the baseline is critical to the success of the measurement. When a receiver occupies a master station throughout the project, there's a little need for a little concern on the subject, but most static applications depend on the sessions of many mobile receivers beginning and ending together. With proper planning and reconnaissance, an observer will likely find that there's enough time to make the trip from station to station and sufficient information is on hand to guide him or her to the position, but it cannot be guaranteed. When an observer is late to the station, the best course is usually to set up the receiver as quickly as possible and collect as much data as possible. The baselines into the late station may or may not be saved, but they will certainly be lost if the receiver operator collects no information at all. And it is at times like these that good communication between the members of the GPS team are most useful. For example, some of the other observers in the session may be able to stay on their station a bit longer with the late arrival and make up some of the data. Along the same line, it is usually a good policy for those operators who are to remain on a station for two consecutive sessions to collect data as long as possible, while still leaving themselves enough time to reset.